Well, glad to be talking to the GHS Student Council about the Glow Run coming up in just a few weeks. And this is the second year, and we were talking a little bit in the lobby. It must have gone well the first year. And I guess, can I ask, are there any changes from what you did last year or just kind of a building up of what happened last year?
No, we don't really have any changes. We just want to keep small improvements, try to make it flow a little easier. But besides that, no, it's pretty much the same race as last year.
Sure. And can you talk a little bit about the route that people will be running?
It is the exact same route as last year. So yeah. It's just in front of the GHS area. It'll start in front of the high school and then end in front of F&M Bank Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The same route as last year.
And why is it that you decided to do a glow run? Is there something easier about a nighttime race, or is it just that it's cool to have glowing stuff?
Our original plan didn't pan out as we thought it would, so our second choice we thought would be a glow run. You know, participants get a free T-shirt. They can paint it with glow paint, run at night, and then we have Russ Ulrich is donating his time as a DJ at the end of the night. So we have a little party at the end there with pizza and snacks and drinks.
Different age groups, too. Is that right?
Yes. So we are an age group range from 5 all the way to over 70.
Oh, wow. And I remember Esther in the lobby was saying that there was you had a goal this year of is it 200 runners you want to hit?
200 runners, yes.
Are you anywhere close to that right now with the signups? Or,
currently,
you know?
We are very low.
Okay.
But we just put the word out there, so we're hoping to have much more participants sign up soon.
Yeah, and we'll put a link with your interview at WEGIL.com when we post that on Facebook and everything. And we should talk, I guess, about the cause that gets benefited by the run. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so all of our proceeds are going for the Knox County Relay for Life. So 76% of that is going to go for cancer research, and then the other 24% is going to go to assist local patients needing care here in Galesburg.
Very good. I know ordinarily, you know, people might think of student councils just doing things for the school and doing things for students, but this and a few other events I know that the student council does really involve the entire community. Is that something that you guys consciously think of and strategize and try to find ways to do that?
Yeah, we try to include the community in as many ways as we can. We mm-hmm. just build a stronger community, and it helps the school in turn as well.
Yeah, like you guys still do trunk or treat too, mm-hmm. or and things like
yep.
that. What is the easiest way for people to sign up for the Glow Run?
So we have flyers that we can give you as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a link that we can give, and you can sign right up there. Or from 5 to 5:55, we are going to have a walk-in sign up. At the school.
Oh, so you can do it the day of?
Yes.
Okay. Is that cost anymore? Is that any different?
It's the same price, $25 for everything.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of that people should know either about the Glow Run or what student council's got on the horizon at all?
Coming up, student council will also be helping with the shooting hoops and smiling. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Brady?
So we've done it the past couple years, I believe. It's just a special needs basketball game that the students will play against the faculty at GHS.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a nice night to raise some money for the team, and it's a great way to involve the community as well.
Well, excellent. Another great event. Appreciate your time today, guys, and it sounds like it'll be another great year for the Glow Run, so thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.